Thank you everybody for your assistance. I'm going to present, I'm going to talk about Laurel Wilt. Laurel Wilt is a lethal vascular disease caused by the fungus Raphaella lauricola, and its main vector is the Ambrosia beetle Celeborus gravatus. This fungus also can be carried by other Ambrosia beetles related to this same genus. Laurel Wilt, was introduced to the United States in 2002, is from Asia, and probably was introduced by infected lumber. Since then, have been killed many trees around the Florida. This is an example of how the north forest of Florida and North Carolina looks like after the infection. Laurel wilt affect mostly members of the Lauraceae family. We have been confirmed infection either by natural infection or artificial inoculation. Here I show you some examples of the species that are affected for laurel, by laurel wilt. Some of them are Persea borbonia and Persea palustris, which are really important to the forest ecosystem in Florida. And of course, one of the main species, commercial species affected by laurel wilt is avocado. Laurel wilt have great impact in Florida avocado production. Almost 2% of the total trees have been disappeared after they, this disease was introduced. And almost without without a control, probably can lose the 50 of the total production of avocados in Florida. This is an example of how an orchard of avocado looks like after the infection. Without a treatment, an effective treatment, almost the grower, the only thing can do is just cut the tree, pull the roots, and burn everything. As the name says, laurel wilt affects wilted in the leaf, die back of the limbs, softwood discoloration, you can see the stem get the stain. Sometimes, and this is not well seen in avocado, is more common in the forestry, softwood stick coming from the stem. This is a caused by the insect boring inside the tree. And finally, the death of the plant. This is an avocado plant, and this again is in forest species. As I say, laurel wilt was introduced in 2002, and since then has spread all over the Atlantic coast region, from North Carolina to the south of South Florida, and is moving fast to the west. This has caused great concern in California avocado producers, due to California is the main producer of avocado in the United States. Almost 90% of the production of avocado is done by California. California have as a problem, a main problem, Phytophthora root rot disease, and it's a common practice for avocado growers in California to use tolerant rootstock. Some of the main rootstock used are Duke 7, Dusa, and Toro Canyon. What do we know about avocado responses to laurel wilt? We know that susceptibility of avocado varies among cultivars. Here I show you two avocados that were inoculated at the same time, and after 70 days of inoculation, the variety on this side, it only shows like one branch was affected, is showing symptoms. But this variety is almost dead. More than 50% of the canopy was dead. Also, we noticed some differences in the plants prior inoculation. Plants that have higher subflow show the greatest susceptibility. This could be, it appeared to be related to the size of the vessels. And after inoculation, we usually saw a decrease on the leaf gas exchange, reduction of subflow, hydraulic conductivity, it is result of the blockage of the vessel by tylosis formation. I will show you some pictures of tylosis later. Therefore, our objectives were to compare Laurel will susceptibility among these tree rootstocks. Even these tree rootstocks are not used in Florida. We decided to use it because we are funding for California growers. Also to relay the laurel wilt susceptibility among the tree rootstock to plant whole plant physiology and silent anatomy. What we did was we inoculated plants using conidia for Rafiella lauricola, and for the control plants we use just sterile water. We assessed the severity of the symptoms using a visual scale from 1 to 10, where 10 is 100% of the canopy was affected with death. And for internal symptoms, we use the same visual scale, but measuring the amount of softwood discoloration. We measure leaf gas exchange, chlorophyll fluorescence, silent subflow, hydraulic conductance of the stem and the root. And for leaf for silent anatomy, we measure the size of the vessel, diameter, frequency, and the percent of stylosis formation. The experiment was a complete randomized design, 3x2 factorial, and we use 6 replicates for each treatment. Here I show you the external symptom. And the YX is the scale from 1 to 10. And this experiment lasts 48 days. As you can see, these three cultivars didn't show a high severity in the external symptom. It was around 2 or less. And for example, here is just one branch for this cultivar. This is Dusa. And sometimes we only saw twigs were presenting symptoms. We have similar results when the internal symptom. The internal symptom was rate around 2. This is how a healthy stem looks like. And if you can see here, these two cultivars have a slightly line of subwood discoloration and some points here. For the assimilation, we saw a reduction on the carbon assimilation in the Y, and after 4 days of inoculation. The white circles are the inoculated plants, and the black one the controls, and the dots represent a significant difference. We saw a reduction almost for the 45% to 50% in the reduction between treatments. And it was around after 27 days of inoculation, and it was marked for Dusa and Toro Canyon. And there was no significant difference among cultivars. The transpiration was similar. We saw a reduction in transpiration on the three cultivars. Again, we didn't saw a significant difference among cultivars. Stomatoconductance, we saw a decrease in stomatoconductance around the 50% between treatments at the end of the 3rd week of inoculation. And in general, we didn't saw significant difference among cultivars except for a few days. The chlorophyll fluorescence is used for estimate the status of the chlorophotosystem. And we saw that for the three cultivars, there was a decrement in the chlorophyll fluorescence. And again, wasn't significant difference among cultivars. Saldi for subflow, we didn't saw significant difference either for between treatment or cultivars. I will talk about this later. For hydraulic conductance from the stem and the root, we saw a decrease between treatments. Plants that were infected reduced almost half of the hydraulic conductance. However, didn't saw significant difference either in treatments or among cultivars. For the stem anatomy, we saw that these plants showed medium-sized vessels and around 2,000 micrometer square. We select the whole area of the vessels, and for the vessel diameter, we use the 4X to have an average of the diameter. The diameter of the vessel was around 50 micrometers. For the number of vessels per millimeter square, there was no significant difference among cultivars and was around 43 vessels per millimeter square. For tallosis formation, this is a tallosis, a balloon like structure that covers the block, the stem, the vessel, and it could be partial occlusion or complete occlusion, I assure you. We saw a reduction of it. We saw that plants were inoculated forming more tallosis than the control plants. However, this 4% of tallosis formation was around 20% or less for each cultivar. And this could be the reason why we didn't found significant difference among subflow and hydroloconductance, because we have observed that plants that are high susceptible to laurel wilt tend to have 50% or more block of the vessels. So we can conclude that these three cultivars appear to be not highly susceptible to laurel wilt. Even we saw difference between between physiology and anatomy, between the treatments, these difference were low, probably again because these plants are not highly susceptible. Of course, further studies are underway to compare these three cultivars with another susceptible variety. And this is all from my part. If you have any question, I will be glad to answer them. Is yes, yeah. You are asking what is the occlusion? Yeah, the tallosis. The tallosis or occlusion came from the parenchyma. Expansion of the parenchyma, so inside of the vessel. Are you asking if those are rootstock are using in California?
Yes. Yeah, so is that what you said originally?
Yeah.
Did we look at this with what we're using here in Florida?
Yeah, in Florida we use mostly Simmons and Walden cultivars for as a rootstock. However, we found those cultivars are highly susceptible to laurel wilt. Any other questions?